All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, August 19th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 9-game MLB main slate later this evening. Should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But it is Monday here, so Couple things got to announce. We did run the Birdie Battle free roll finale this last week for the FedEx Championship. So I wanted to give a shout out here to everybody who participated in the Birdie Battle. You know, the Birdie Battle is officially over now, and we do have our winners here. So our end of the season Masters free roll, $5,000 prize pool, plus first place getting two tickets to Saturday and Sunday at the 2025 Masters, and then second place getting a custom SaberSim golf bag. Shout out to Remy Toes taking first with 533 fantasy points, and NDizzle77 taking second with 532 fantasy points. It was a photo finish, only 1 point difference between first and second place. And it was really fun to keep up with all weekend and see how, you know, everything came down to the wire. So again, thanks for participating. For those of you who did, looking forward to doing another great, you know, kind of challenge type thing. Hopefully you're here for NFL season coming up really soon. So wanted to shout out first and second there. And with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. I did want to remind everybody that we do have the build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern. So an hour from now, after this show is over, I will be going live to review users' builds here live on stream. If anybody wants to add their name to the queue to get reviewed today, all you got to do is drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server, and that will give me everything I need to pull you up on the screen and dive into your build and start giving you some personalized advice, feedback about things I could think, I think that you're doing good, things I think you can do differently, et cetera here. So I want to remind everybody about that. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up and jump into our first question. Question says, I've been using multiple buckets for contest sims and then doing the filtering process offsite, then re-uploading as a new pool, then re-simming. Was curious if you think there's any real difference in this process versus just filtering on site. I only do it this way because it's faster for me. Okay, so if I'm interpreting this right, what it sounds like somebody's doing, right? And we can basically mimic this. So let's say, you know, I'm going to build 5,000 lineups, right? Now let's say I am playing the solo shot, right? You come in, you see the field lineups. This is a low stakes 20 max. So then I create it. But what I'm also going to do is I'm going to create it four times, right? And you might not be doing it exactly like this, but it sounds very, very similar, right? So, okay, hey, my lineups are building. I'm going to use multiple buckets is the keyword they use here. So I'm assuming they're doing something where like, hey, you know, I have my solo shot with the low stakes, 20 max. I have a solo shot. I'm going to change this to flagship 20 max. Okay. Next one is going to be medium stakes, 20 max. And then the last one is going to be high stakes, 20 max. So they're using different ownership buckets to get, you know, a little bit difference in ownership variability, right? Ownership percentages will change between the buckets. So it's another way of saying, hey, if the Sabersome ownership doesn't come in exactly, I've at least tested these lineups against multiple different lineups to come up with some type of consensus as to which lineups do good across all of these buckets, as opposed to just So now that I've set those up, I'm going to run the contest sim. So it sounds like this is what they're doing. So they're running the contest sim. And then after the contest sim finishes, what they are doing is they are downloading the lineups from the pool, right? So they're going to the pool. They're clicking download. When you download your pool after the contest sims have finished, you're going to get all of the contest sim metrics for all the different contest sims. So they're going in Excel or wherever they're doing this, and they're basically setting filters for the entire pool. The contest sim with the low stakes 20 max ROI greater than zero plus flagship ROI greater than zero plus medium stakes ROI greater than zero plus high stakes ROI greater than zero. So they're effectively doing that process in Excel or wherever else they're doing it, right? So using multiple buckets for the contest sim, then doing the filtering process, which we just did offsite. Then what they're doing is they're opening up a new build. They're right-clicking on it, and they're using this upload pool function. So they're uploading a subset, whatever is not negative, into this new build. And then it sounds like they are re-simming it. Was curious if you think there's any real difference in this process just versus filtering on site. So the only thing I would have a question about is why are you re-simming it? You know, I'm not 100% sure what the point of that is, because you're just kind of repeating the step that you already took, unless what you're doing is you're self-simming it, where you're like, hey, you know, I'm going to upload the positive lineups into a build and then simulate them against themselves. Maybe that's something that you're doing. I don't think there's a difference between doing that and then just adding a fifth contest sim, right? So like I go back to my sim settings. I have four contest sims. You could just have a fifth one, you know? That's the same payout structure, everything, right? So it would look like this, but then you just take your field lineup drop down and then you go change it to build one. So instead of having four contest sims, you'd have five. I don't think there's a difference between doing it that way. You're kind of just splitting it up. And then basically you would just have, you know, a fifth filter here in the list that says, you know, your self sim greater than zero as well. So anything that basically when one lineup, you know, could have four out of five things meet four out of the five criterias, it's still not going to pass, right? Because this is an and formula. So it's saying, hey, you need this and you need that and you need that and you need that. But if three are right and one is wrong, then that lineup is still going to end up in the trash. So that's the only thing that I would say is, you know, there's not going to be any difference in doing it that way for that context. But looks like Jorn Vigo, who asked the question, mentioned, I resim for the sorting. I don't do the filter step on the site at all. Okay. I resim for the sorting. I don't do the filter step on site at all. I mean, it's up to you whether you do it on site or not. You know, ultimately, I don't think there's a difference And if the way that you're doing it makes more sense and takes you less time, I think it's okay. But if you did want to do it on site, it would look something similar to this. And for other people who are like watching and think that, hey, you know, this is kind of a cool idea, I want to give it a shot, you know, this is how you would set it up, right? So, you know, a lot of people are using SaberSim and like just using SaberSim. There are people who are like, you know, have their own code or different things like that. They're exporting these lineups, running them through their own processes, and then bringing them back into SaberSim. And that's okay as well. So I think either way, I think it's fine. I don't think there's a big difference there. And if the time savings is worth it for you, then continue to do what you're doing. Keep on keeping on. All right. Next question. How do I go about the winner take all and multiplier contest? For example, do I change the settings to 3 max instead of 20 max? And would I change the settings to satellite for the winner take all? Thank you. Okay. So in your build settings, we'll go to a fresh build here. You go to settings. So for this style option here is going to be the one that that's going to matter. So if it is a multiplier, switch it to multiplier. If it is a winner take all or a satellite, change it to satellite here. So anytime, you know, first place is getting a ticket or, you know, all the prizes in first place, you want to switch it to satellite here. And then the entry limit is just how many entries are you allowed in the contest. So if your entry limit falls in between a number, say it's 10 instead of 3 or 20, I would always lean on the higher side, right? And the reason for that is because you could change the sliders, say, you know, I'm going to set it up for a satellite, 3 max, 100 to 1K entries, sliders are 8-7. If I change this to satellite, 20 max, 100 to 1K entries, the sliders are usually going to increase a little bit. So here, correlation went up one tick. It's the higher the sliders, the more upside you are accounting for in your lineup building process. Therefore, you know, kind of then a little bit too little upside. So I would always lean on the higher side. So if it's in between 3 and 20, pick 20. If it's in between 20 and 150, pick 150. You know, that's the way I would do that. All right. Next question. Say that my 20 lineups have a projected score of 93. Then I use the filter that trashes 10% of my lineup pool. Should I raise my filter closer to my projected score of my lineups, or is that ill-advised? I wouldn't change it again. You know, what we're just trying to do is we're trying to, you know, just basically guard ourselves against some of the lowest projected lineups sneaking into our pool. So this kind of goes back to this like idea where it's like, you know, we see this even with Sim ROI, right? Is if you can trim out, you know, if you could stay away from like some of the worst lineups that you played, like we've seen situations where somebody might be like maybe neutral ROI and they're in like a 20 max, but they just have two lineups that just grade out terribly, right? Like negative 60% ROI. And it's like, okay, if we could just avoid those two negative Sim ROI lineups and replace them, even with neutral Sim ROI lineups, that is inherently going to raise the Sim ROI of our entire portfolio of 20 lineups, right? So kind of the same thing here. It's like, well, you know, if we just trim off some of the lowest hanging fruit, some of the lowest projected score lineups, you know, that is going to raise the average projection of our entire set. And we've seen in Contest Flashback doing the Builder Review Show every day that, hey, projection tends to matter, right? That average projection has an impact on your Sim ROI over, you know, 100K contest Sim backtesting sample size. So that's the reason we do it. So I'd say once you do it once, I don't think it's worth changing it again because we're just trying to, you know, I like to say like just kind of trim the fat off of the edges of our pool. So, you know, we're closer to the center of the steak. All right. Good stuff there. Next question here. Dom said, I'm feeling generous, been using SaberSim for about a year or so, along with others. To change from a GPP line to a cash game line, it's all about that drop down bar where it says large slate. So what we're talking about here is we're talking about the SaberScore grading metrics here, right? So you can come in here and you can go to the sorting metrics and you can see all the different options, right? So where it says large slate, where this comes from is we are looking at the number of games on the slate, and single game is where there is literally one game. Small slate is 2 to 5 games. Large slate is 6 or more games, right? So the games on the slate determines that first part of the SaberScore, and then the entrance in your build settings determines the second part of the SaberScore here. So as far as what you should be using for GPPs versus cash. So first thing here is and Don, I see your comments, but it's good. It's, you know, these are good comments, right? These are good things to cover for people playing both, right? So when you're playing GPP versus cash, right? When you're playing GPPs, you should always make sure the build mode is on sim mode, which is going to be the default here. And then when you're in cash games specifically, you should be changing this to optimizer mode. Now, cash games, we refer to cash games as like head-to-heads and double ups. But when you're playing like triple ups, quintuple ups, and different, you know, multipliers like that, then I would be using sim mode multiplier, right? So if it is a double up or a head-to-head, use even if it's like a 10x or something like that, use multiplier mode. So that's the biggest difference there in the build settings. And then in the lineup settings here, once the lineups are generated, so say you're playing a double up, right? And then you switch from build mode from sim to optimizer. SaberScore is still going to be the default sorting metric. I would come in here and change this to projected score because this is just going to be more in line with how the lineups were built. So in optimizer mode, what we're going to do is we are going to build the highest projected score lineup possible first, and then the second highest projected, and then the third, which is not how sim mode works at all, right? Sim mode is randomly sampling a certain number of games from each game on the slate, playing those out, creating a slate simulation, and then seeing how all the lineups did based on the SaberScore formula. And the SaberScore formula is taking into account projection, upside, and ownership, right? It's accounting for all three variables. With cash games, you know, we don't project cash game ownership, and you really just, you know, your goal is to be in the top 50% of the contest, right? And so you want to play lineups that grade out well on average. That way you can get into that top 50%. So the only other thing here is like, you might see a different top lineup with SaberScore than you will with projected score. So when you're building an optimizer mode for those double ups and head-to-heads, make sure you're switching your sorting metric appropriately. So that is what you want to do here. And, you know, Dom said, yeah, guys who will actually hit value, in other words, you're maximizing fantasy points per dollar. So, you know, fantasy points per dollar is measured by, you know, this value column, right? You come in here and you see value. It's like, hey, who are you getting the most bang for your buck with? And this is technically my projection divided by salary times 1,000. And you basically saying like, hey, for 2,000 salary, I'm getting 6 fantasy points. And then for another 2,000, I'm getting 6.01. And then, you know, you pack in as many projected points as possible into those lineups. So yeah, value has a ton to do with it for sure. All right. Let's see here. Taking a peek in the Discord. Looks like we're caught up there. Looks like we're caught up here in the YouTube chat. So just a reminder, we do have our build review show starting up here in about 40 minutes. Only have 2 people that signed up today so far. So if anybody else wants to get their builds reviewed from the weekend, today would be a good day to do it. drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. And I will see you all in about 40 minutes. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.